The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Delia, D-E-L-I-A, Dominguez, D-E-D-O-M-I-N-I-G-U-E-Z. This is treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead file. Strucco space Dominguez space D, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Let me just see. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 4/11/22. Referring physician, Jennifer DeJesus, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 87-year-old female. With abnormal ECG. Correction with history of hypertension and abnormal ECG. For a stress test. On medication. Just put with history of hypertension and abnormal ECG. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph. Baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, left anterior fascicular block, comma, early transition, comma, J-point elevation, new paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, 120/60, parentheses, amlodipine 5 milligrams, lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. /12.5 milligrams. Baseline heart rate 69 beats per minute. New paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a warm-up period and a modified Bruce protocol. The patient first was placed on the treadmill at 1.3 miles per hour and 0% grade for 2 minutes. Followed by the start of a modified Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for a total of an additional 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Correction, the patient exercised for 3 minutes and 41 seconds on a modified Bruce protocol, 41 seconds into stage 3, correction, into stage 2 of the modified Bruce protocol for a total exercise time of 5 minutes and 41 seconds. Patient exercised to a peak heart rate of 120, parentheses, 90% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 135/65 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 16200, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited poor exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 3 mets. The patient The patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress. correction. The patient had a attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication. Which may have been normal for the level of stress attained, low level of stress attained. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise. Just being able to attain over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity at a low level of stress. The patient had a final blood pressure of 115 over 65 and a heart rate of 79 at the end of the recovery period. There was a VPC in the first stage of stress. Correction, there was a VPC in the first stage of the modified Bruce protocol. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient went treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral detuberous position. Parasternal long X, parasternal short X, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of fair to good quality. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, period. A small to moderate pericardial effusion was noted. Post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions, one, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited poor exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of around 3 mets. Four, the patient had around 3 mets decreased from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication. Potentially normal, but may be normal for the level of stress attained. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. Was possibly at her functional capacity. Please add to where it says functional capacity of 3 mets and in conclusion 3 where it says, or conclusion 2, sorry, whatever conclusion it is where it says functional capacity of 3 mets. In conclusion 3, please add suggest clinical correlation for functional capacity limited by pericardial effusion. limitation by pericardial effusion. And then five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiograph portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram. To 90% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. Normal augmentation wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Seven, a small to moderate pericardial effusion was noted on echocardiographic imaging, suggests clinical correlation for limitation in exercise and hemodynamics. So leave that in conclusion seven, and you could take that extra sentence of related to the pericardial effusion out of conclusion three. Thank you for the transcriptionist. Then here we go. Thank you for the current referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaze, MD.